As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Who doesn't love grilling hamburgers in the summer? Just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to cut out all the carb-heavy foods you love. Hero Bread has reinvented the bread and buns to make having a juicy hamburger and a great summer sandwich so great. Fluffy, delicious flavor, and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. We are loving Hero Bread in our house. My kids are even loving the bread too. Hero Bread has something for every bread lover, including sliced bread loaves, buns, Hawaiian rolls, tortillas, even limited edition 2 gram net carb croissants. And y'all know how much we love a croissant over here. So try Hero Bread today. I know you will love this guilt-free bread as much as we do. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's LIVINGFULLY at hero.co. Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey y'all, I'm Mallory and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating 2 multi-million-dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I'm so excited today because I always love these episodes that you guys are a part of. I always feel like the podcast is a really intimate conversation and like relationship between me and y'all. And sometimes whenever I bring a guest on, it's like me and the guest and our perspective sharing it with you. Or if it's a solo episode, it's like me sharing my perspective with you guys, thinking of you always in the back of my mind. But whenever I do a Q&A answering episode, it is like it's a podcast between me and you guys. And I just feel like it's really great because I always say it over and over, but the reason that I have the businesses that I do is because of the community that I have. These are community-driven businesses. The sales are driven by this community. The hype is driven by this community. The support is driven by this community. And so when we started thinking about doing a podcast on business, I was like, well, the people that my business is built upon are the listeners of this podcast for the most part. So I wanted to have you guys submit the questions for this business Q&A. So if you guys are new to me or to this podcast, I'm Mallory Irvin, and I have 3 different umbrellas of businesses. They all kind of started and built off of each other, but I'm going to explain really quickly the 3 arms of my business that I essentially run out of this office that we have now. We ran it out of my home for years and years. I had no employees for a long time. Then I had 1 employee for a long time. Then I had 2 employees, and now we've got, I don't know, between 7 and 9, and next year will probably be bigger between all 3 brands. But if you look at my brands as a whole, you have like my umbrella, the Mallory Irvin umbrella that's like my LLC, which is what I would include just normal, you know, influencer marketing. So if I do a brand deal or something like that, all of that is under like Mallory Irvin LLC. So you've got all of my socials under that. You also have the podcast. So any kind of extension of like Living Fully or like self-help. This all started with Mallory Irvin LLC. The YouTube channel, a lot of the initial pieces of my business I would put under this umbrella. Also my books, that would be under that as well. So you've got all of my day-to-day content with brand work that I do. Podcasts, books, you know, anything that is of my personal brand is that. That is the brand that kind of started it all. I call it a brand just for business talk, but it's really just me. It's just me showing up on what I believe is amazing because it is a free app. You can use this, the camera on your phone, and you can start a business like the Mallory Irvin LLC umbrella with literally two free things. An iPhone's not free, but you've already got an iPhone or some sort of phone with a camera, I'm sure. So that's the first arm of my business. And then as we grew, and then I'll explain kind of each of those businesses. But as we grew, we added in the Living Fully umbrella. So Living Fully was birthed of my personal brand because, you know, everything that I'd been through with recovery and kind of all the life that I'd lived, I just started trying to be like, what if I could put this in one phrase, what would it be? Live fully, living fully. Like that is the way that I feel like I live my life and the message that I was trying to portray through makeup YouTube videos and, you know, things that I did on my social media and blog posts and stuff that I'd done in the beginning. And so the Living Fully, the Live Fully, Living Fully brand was born. And we started with merch, and that was about 5 years ago. So in like 2018, we started with very small merch drops. And I think summer may have been our first one. We didn't know what we were doing. Kyle was the one that really was like, you've got to do some sort of merchandise with this, you know, phrase on it or with this, you know, for this community. And when we started doing merchandise, it was such like a fire was lit under us because we didn't realize that this community would respond like it did. So Living Fully started out with merchandise, or it started out with messaging. Then it became merchandise. And then we launched the podcast and the merch continued to get a little bit bigger shortly thereafter. So the Living Fully podcast started in 2019. And even though that is kind of under my personal umbrella, it's almost like a hybrid between the two. These two brands, my brand and Living Fully are very enmeshed and, you know, it's very hard to pull them apart from each other and for all purposes. But, you know, Living Fully is me and I am Living Fully. So they kind of are married. And then fast forward a couple years later, Living Fully came out, the book. So that was like my life's work. That was the first time I'd ever shared my story. And that, you know, is a big part of the Living Fully brand is that message. And so we had the book. And then the next year we had the gift book. And now Living Fully is really, we have built an insane, amazing community with the merchandise piece of it, but it's also motivational self-help type content that you hear through the podcast, weekly or bi-weekly. And then in the future, I think my next book will be a lifestyle book, which will be like recipes and home and stuff. If I had to guess, we've had conversations about it, but right now we've got so much going on with everything else because we decided to start, which is the third business, In My Sundays. So In My Sundays was born not even a year ago in 2023 in November. And I loved doing product and I knew that I wanted to do as an avid pajama lover. I wanted to take the pieces that I was loving and buying at $150-something, and I wanted to create that same exact product for like $50 less. I wanted to create this Tinsel Model, really, really expensive high-end pajama for under $100. No one was doing it on the internet, that we could find. It was something that there was a big space in the market, and I knew that my buyers would buy these pajamas at whatever price we put them at for the most part. But I also knew in the back of my mind that what I wanted to do was bring a luxury pajama to like every single woman, because I really believe that like wearing pajamas, it sets my night in a different tone and my morning in a different tone. And I love the way that I feel when I put on pajamas. I wanted everyone to feel and experience the luxury pajama market at a price point that was more affordable for them. It's still a high-end product, but we set out on a mission to do that. And we wanted to do like really fun celebration marketing. And we wanted to do pop-ups and parties. And we wanted to do really fun prints. And we knew that In My Sundays was going to be a brand like Living Fully Co., where we feel like we celebrate life in these pajamas. And it became just that. And In My Sundays is the biggest part of my three businesses. And so as we've started all three of these brands, we have grown and we have expanded. And like I said, a year and a half ago or so, we were like, we have grown out of my house and I've got wild kids running around all the time. So we started to structure the business a little bit different and hiring on different people in different roles instead of using contractors and stuff and people outside. We decided to start bringing people onto our team to play bigger roles because we were like, oh gosh, we are a big business. So those are kind of, that's like a descriptor of all three of the brands. The Mallory Irvin brand, the Living Fully Co. LLC, and In My Sundays. Okay, this is a question. It says, it feels like business is in your blood. Talk about your grandpa and dad running some of their businesses, some successful and some not. That's a great question. So this is someone that's obviously listened to a podcast about this or read that chapter, Endangered Species, in my book about my grandpa, who was like the ultimate entrepreneur. So my grandpa grew up dirt poor. I feel like this is the story of a lot of people in his generation that were successful. He was the ultimate entrepreneur and the ultimate hustler. And there were like 2 to 3 instances where he should have like declared bankruptcy, but he was just too proud and he wouldn't because he had a lot of businesses to fail. But he never gave up. I mean, he was a pig farmer. And he owned grocery stores and he had pawn shops and liquor stores and motels. He really always had like a handful of us cousins with him at all times. So we really saw the day-to-day of him running his businesses because they were very visible to us and we worked in a lot of them. You know, there's this one instance where I can remember hearing the story of my grandpa where the farming business is very was very volatile back in the day. And, you know, you can't control sickness and you can't control weather. And there's just, you know, so many factors that can just wipe you out if you're kind of living on the edge like he was. And he got completely wiped out. They had like nothing to their name and they were completely broke. They had 6 kids. And it was just this really, you know, tough spot that he was in. And my grandpa was, like I said, he was scrappy and he came from nothing. So I think he wasn't afraid of having nothing. And he ended up getting in the mobile home sales business and ended up becoming the biggest mobile home salesperson like in the state of Kentucky within 6 months. And he like leveraged this in such an insane way in our little hometown. And it was just like the coolest story. There were a lot of those types of businesses that I saw, you know, succeed. My grandpa was pretty successful by the time, or that I heard about succeeding. My grandpa was pretty successful with his grocery store and pawn shop and liquor store, like by the time we all came around. So we saw the day-to-day in and out of him, like working with his hands, working hard. I saw him foster relationships. I saw people that did him wrong. He would, you know, just kind of not turn a blind eye at, but he forgave people. He helped people. He gave money to people. I watched him do it in the parking lot that I knew wouldn't give it back to him. And it was just really interesting the way that he ran these little country businesses, but he was really successful. And then fast forward a little bit to my dad. So, you know, they grew up, they had this little house on the corner where they had this little country grocery store, liquor store, pawn shop, and a motel at some point in time. And, you know, these were little country businesses and they were run like that, but it was successful enough to raise 6 kids and they didn't have a lot, but they lived an amazing life. And my dad, in our hometown, you know, everybody was basically a farmer or a coal miner. And he'd worked in the coal mines and he was kind of, you know, weighing out what he wanted to do with his life and his business and career. And he decided, I think he was looking at real estate and he was looking at like cable TV. And they saw an ad in the paper about a build out that was needed in like Shawneetown, Illinois. And they'd never really like run cable or done anything like that. And they didn't really have the money to start that. They found a way to like scrounge up enough to figure this out. And he and his brother and my grandpa started what ended up being an enormous telecommunications business that has tons and tons of offices across the country. if you live in a big city, if you see a white truck with red letters on the side, that's probably them. They build out a lot of like fiber optic networks now in larger cities, and they do a ton of other things. But it's a family business. All of my dad's brothers work in the business, and most of my male cousins. I worked in the business planning parties for a couple years at their conventions and stuff. And so although my dad's business wasn't as visible to me, we honestly didn't really even know what they did. They would kind of be gone 5 days a week, and they would come home on the weekends. I learned a lot of things from my dad about building a business, about balancing your life while you're building a big business. And my dad, the way that, now looking back and hearing some of the stories of the things that he was going through when things were successful or failures, not failures, but, you know, major bumps in the road, knowing that, like, I never heard my dad talk about those things. He never brought it into our home. He always had this separation of work and family that I didn't really realize was such an amazing thing until I got older. And it's something that, of all the things that, like, my dad did, he's in telecommunications and technology and something totally different than I'm in. But there are things that I learned from my dad and my grandpa watching them in business that I still apply today. Also, just the way that he treats people in his office and in his workspace. It's just really cool to see a business that's that big not feel super corporate and cold. It just feels like a big family, and it's really cool to see. So, you know, I try to bring that into some of my businesses. Okay, another good question. Why did you start Living Fully Co, and why did you start In My Sundays? I feel like I already explained In My Sundays. I saw a space in the marketplace for a product that was one of my like top three favorite products as a consumer, a luxury pajama, that no one was serving these people. I also felt like in the high-end pajama space, nobody was doing like really fun, bright, vibrant prints. Like they were all feeling very serious and formal. And I just felt like there was so much to be done in this little corner of the pajama world. And I was also like, everybody wears... Not everybody wears pajamas, but a lot of people wear pajamas. So I just knew that there was, I knew In My Sundays would be successful. I was 99% sure because I knew that it was something that was needed in the marketplace. And I was so excited to bring this to the marketplace. We were like trying to figure out like what was going to be the next business. And we had like a lot of things on the table. And we were looking back at like my analytics and stuff. And my sister-in-law was actually the one that was like, why don't you just do pajamas? It's the number one thing that you sell and like to know it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is it. Like it was an immediate, like, duh, this is my absolute favorite thing. What in the world? Like, why in the world would we not do this? And, you know, the rest is history. And that was like earlier last year, at the beginning of the year. And I was like, we have to launch at Christmas time because like I knew the five prints that I wanted to do. I designed these collections, most of them in my head. And I'd already seen, I was like, I want red bows. And like bows weren't even that huge then, I feel like. And then they, you know, now everybody's got red bows. I wanted the green leopard, and I wanted something that was really Christmassy, like the gingerbread. I wanted the vintage Christmas with the embroidery. I wanted the red and white or the red and pink checked. I was so excited about this brand, and I honestly think that like this is the best pajama in the world. I feel like people can tell I love my product. I love this product. I created a product that was like the best product that like I would want in my own pajama drawer, and we didn't cut any corners, and that is why I'm obsessed with this product. So that's why I started In My Sundays. And then Living Fully Co. is such a community-driven brand. It's always been very just, we've communicated with each other for years. I know a lot of your stories. It's very like a community of people trying to live fully together. And so, like I said, you know, in the beginning, Kyle was like, you should do merchandise. And I thought, absolutely not, because I always thought of merchandise as like, you know, concert merch or like something with my name on it. And I never until I die put my face on a shirt and have people buy it. Like that felt just so against anything that I'm for, or like, you know, it was just it sounded really weird to me. But then when I started thinking of it, like the message of living fully, what if we were putting things that, you know, that living fully tiger. I just remember that first tiger that we did, and it said Living Fully on it. And it was so like fierce, and like people got tattoos of it. And like, it was such a moment where I realized like, oh, it's about living fully. And this is not my brand. This is our brand together. That's what I've always felt about Living Fully. And so, you know, that was kind of, that merch really drove that community even further and deeper. And like, you know, people are like, I was at the mall yesterday, or the nail place, or the grocery store, and they ran into another person from the Living Fully community, and they talked about the shirts that they had on. And it just is such a community-driven brand. And I love holiday sweatshirts so much. I always have. It's the same as the pajamas. I created something that I really wanted in my own closet. And we were originally printing on like domestic blanks so I could buy the sweatshirt. And we, you know, I can still remember the first conversation that I had with the person that was kind of like printing this stuff for me. And he was like, you know, you can print on like Gildan or something that's like super cheap and like it'll still look the same. And I was like, no, because it was the most expensive blank on the market that I was creating my merch from. And I was just like, I can't, like this, it needs to be quality. It needs to be good. I don't care to leave money on the table. And so I always chose the customers, I feel like, from the very beginning with Living Fully Co. And it paid off. And then now we manufacture everything. We manufacture that same quality. And I just think that it's something that Living Fully Co. has come to be known for. And if we feel like a partner is not like up to standards with our quality, or like they try and like squeeze something in or not do something quite right, and we can tell, we're gone. Like that has happened before last year, and we left a country that we just felt like things were just starting to get a little sketchy, because quality and like, you know, these pieces are really important to us. And so that's kind of like the, you know, why I started both those businesses. How did you know when to start your business and not think of failure? That's a great question. So whenever I first started my business, I started as a beauty YouTuber. Or no, actually, no, sorry. 2 months before that, I started a blog. So I had just gotten out of treatment in 2014. And this was, you know, a year after that. And I was thinking, you know, I always thought I'd sing country music. And then I did Miss America. And then I did reality TV and hosted these travel shows. All of this random stuff. And then I did makeup. I was like, what am I going to do for a career? I have to support myself. I have to make money. I mean, how else was I going to live? And so I was at this crossroads where I was like, I either get a job or I start something. And everyone was doing blogs at the time. So I said, okay, I'll start a blog. I had a camera that I'd gotten for Christmas a couple years before. And I figured out how to kind of start a website. And a friend of mine kind of helped me to just apply a $49 template to it. And I just started writing blog posts. And at the time, really the only way that you could make money was through affiliate marketing. So if I linked a dress that I was wearing, I could make money from that. And I couldn't afford the clothes at the time, or not all the clothes. And you have to link current stuff, I feel like, every now and then. And so I would borrow clothes from local boutiques and from my friends. I would pay a photographer $50 an hour, and she would give me my memory card back, and I had to figure out how to edit the pictures and like export the pictures and stuff, because I couldn't afford like real photography fees. And that's how it started. And then a couple months later, Alex and Michael were our best friends in Nashville, Alex Garza, and she had a YouTube channel, and she was really successful on YouTube. And she was like, why don't you start a YouTube channel? And I was like, huh, okay, I'll start a YouTube channel. I knew nothing about video. I knew nothing about editing. I knew nothing about anything YouTube. And Alex and Michael helped me to film my first video. And I think Michael even edited it for me. And I literally, like, from then on, you know, learned how to edit a video. It would take me like 8 hours to edit these videos. You guys already know that sequin piece of fabric that I got from Joann's Fabric that I put over this like hanging rack behind me was my background. And I Googled everything I needed to Google, figured it out, and started the YouTube channel. And that's when things really began to take off. And I really began to build a community. And I got my first brand deal really shortly after starting that YouTube channel. And things just were like a rocket ship, I feel like, from there. And there wasn't ever a time where I thought, what if it fails? Or I thought, what will people think? I don't really think that a lot. I think I've reinvented myself so many different times that I don't know. I don't think they're thinking anything. I think they're like, what in the world is she going to do next? Lord knows. So I feel like what people think was not in my mind, but if it's in your mind, it needs to get out of your mind, because that is just the most ridiculous thing. Cause like, who even cares? And then second, I didn't have failure even in my brain. I was just trying a thing. And it ended up turning into the businesses that we're discussing on this podcast today, with millions and millions of dollars in revenue, 9 amazing team members, this office that we're about to move into, a space that's like 4 times as big. That chance turned into all of this. And I always encourage people, like, to remember that I started exactly where they started. I started in a not beautiful looking apartment that with a backdrop that I made, a camera that I already had. You can use your cell phone, and Googling things. I didn't have money. I didn't have a business plan. I didn't have an investor. I didn't have a full blown, like, amazing website. I just had a thought of, oh, let's try this out. And there was a lot of, like, you know, over the past 10 years, 9 years, a lot has happened. There's been a lot of growth. There have been things that worked out better than other things. But for the most part, it has just been this amazing trajectory of a business that I have absolutely fallen in love with, because I didn't think about failure in my mind. And you know what? Had I failed, okay, then I would have moved on to something else. I mean, yes, it stinks to lose time and capital and your pride, but look at what you can gain. I always thought about the gains versus the losses. How do you balance and prioritize all of your brands? That is a constant work in progress, and something that we are still figuring out, because there are brands that everything ebbs and flows. So during book season, obviously we're prioritizing my personal brand. During the podcast launch, or, you know, something during a merch drop, we're prioritizing Living Fully Co. In our big seasons within my Sundays, we're prioritizing that. So it's a constant, like, balance and a constant figuring out and reassessing, you know, what works for us and what doesn't. How do you know when to hire? Oh, that's a really great question. So my very first hire, so Kyle was technically my first hire, but he didn't get paid, bless his heart. He just, you know, our money was together. So the first person that helped me besides myself was Kyle. And he edited all my YouTube videos, and he linked everything with Reward Style. And he, at one point in time, fielded some of my emails and almost acted as management. I've never had a manager. I've just now had an agent for the last, like, year and a half for mostly Instagram brand deals. But, like, I had a literary agent, but I've never had management. And I didn't have an agency for most of the time. Agencies would bring me work, but I was never signed with an agency. We would work on our own, or we would work with whatever agency. So Kyle would kind of step into some of those roles. And for the first several years, it was just us. I don't know that it wasn't necessarily that I couldn't have afforded an employee. I probably could have afforded an intern or a part-time employee, maybe 3 or 4 years in, but, like, we were pretty tight, and I knew that I didn't want to spend my money on that just yet, because we were able to do it in-house on our own. And then, you know, I actually had this, like, breakdown, and I was talking to one of my friends who's also a blogger, and I had, like, hired people to help me with little things here and there, like, several years in, but I really needed, like, a full-time consistent person, because we had a lot of things going. I had the podcast, and I had the merch, and I had my own personal stuff, and I had written the book, and, you know, I did all this without employees, and it was just time. My brand had grown to the point where I needed someone, and I always prided myself on being able to run it by myself, but once I started having children, it started to be a pain point of, like, the things that I'm doing, if someone else could do them, are taking away from my family, and I had to reassess. So I had this breakdown, in, I don't even know, gosh, 2020. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches you through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish, French, Italian, and German to Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. It's all about convenience over here at Rosetta Stone because they offer flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with the mobile app or on your desktop on your schedule. It's also an amazing value, so don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. As parents, we do everything we can to set up our kids for successful futures, academics, team sports, college admissions. But what about getting started financially when they're out on their own? Kyle and I have started Fabric by Gerber Life Accounts for all of our kids, and it really gives a peace of mind knowing that we're investing in the financial future of our children. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child that grows with them and helps prepare them for their financial future. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child now that grows with them and helps prepare for their financial future. How great is that? Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to make it easy to plan for and manage your family's financial path. With a kids' investment account from Fabric, you can start investing in your child's future today. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Start investing in your child today at meetfabric.com/livingfully. That's meetfabric.com/livingfully. meetfabric.com/livingfully. This is a paid promotion for the Fabric UGMA product and not for investment advisory services. Portfolios managed by Fort Washington Investment Advisors, Inc. Custodial services provided by Apex Clearing Corporation. All investing is subject to risk. Terms apply. Learn more at meetfabric.com. 2021, I can't remember the year. And I was talking to one of my friends and I was just like, I don't know what to do. I just feel like so scattered, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, hey, I interviewed this girl who was really good. And it was 2020. I interviewed this girl who was really good. I didn't really have a place for her. But, you know, you should interview her. And I was like, oh, okay. So I started this conversation with who ended up being my first employee. And she had moved out of Tennessee at the time. And I was really leery to hire someone. And she is one of those people that, like, she was persistent and she was consistent with continuing to, like, check back in. And she would continue to send me some of her work. And she was just, like, such a go-getter. And that hire was, like, the best decision that I made in my business, because it was time. She was the absolute right person. She's still with me today. She's totally amazing. And that was my first hire. And so that employee has been with me for over three years. And she's like she is my right hand woman, and she has grown with me. And as my brands have grown, and she's been awesome. Then we hired my sister-in-law, who ended up kind of taking on the brand portion of things and helping out with different things. So, you know, here we are, like two employees and me, and things were, we had a lot going on. And so then we ended up hiring part-time. One of my other friends had this other great employee that was still in college. And, you know, I was like, we need someone to help with socials and like marketing and stuff like that. So we ended up bringing her on part-time and eventually full-time. And we were just like an amazing little group of four. And like, everybody was so great. And we all worked so well together. And this is around the time, I mean, we were running big businesses, just our little teeny tiny team. And essentially, we launched In My Sundays basically with just us. So we planned the whole year and we did all the, you know, the pre-production, and we worked with different contractors and stuff to like get our product created and all of that. But like, it was just us. And then at the end of the year, like around the fall of last year, we were like, oh my gosh, we have started this full-blown like other brand with In My Sundays. We really need some more people. Another one of my friends had, they were transitioning like some things in their business, and they had two employees that they like really liked, but they didn't really have space for anymore because they were transitioning. And I was like, I'll take them, because I just already knew that they were great. And so one of those employees came on to run Living Fully Co. so that my, you know, other employees could kind of focus on In My Sundays and different things. And one kind of helped with marketing, and we've grown a lot from there. We've brought on product development. We just brought on full-time accounting. We brought on another person to help with socials, and like, we've got a few really great interns that are great. We pay our interns. I don't let anybody work for free for me. It's one of my big things. And it's just, it's really crazy that we basically went from 2.5 people 1 year ago to now like 9. And I think that we stayed small, maybe for a little too long, but I really liked running a lean team. But then you have to look at the hours your employees are working, and you know, whenever people start to get stressed, and I really want a joy-filled workplace and I want people to love what they do here, we had to like reassess and be like, okay, it's time to hire. And we're bringing on another person in a couple weeks as like a coordinator to help my two directors of the other brands. And so, I mean, look at the trajectory, and you asked the question initially, like, when do you know it's time to hire? Unfortunately for us, it became when things became too much and there was like a breakdown. Now, with the way that we're running things now, we're trying to run them more like we don't feel like we're a startup anymore. We are an operating business. And so we try to do forecasting. We try to have like hiring budgets and not hire from crisis mode anymore. We're trying to really hire based on a plan that we have for growth. So, I just feel like you live and learn, because also like, I'd never really started a business before I did these, and I'm learning as I'm going. I didn't go to business school. I grew up around a lot of really smart business people, but it was totally different what I was doing. So much of this I've kind of had to figure out on my own. And one thing that my dad always taught me, he was always like, I like to hire people that are smarter than me around me. And he was just like talking about how the people around you and the people that you hire, they can really help you move your business forward. And I always thought that was really interesting. And I really like to hire young women. We have a team of all women. And I like to hire people who really want to be here, who believe in the mission. This isn't just a job to them. They really care about the brands. And I will hire I tell people this all the time. I'm like, I will hire someone that's less qualified, that has better energy and a better attitude and spirit for this brand, than I will somebody that's got a resume that's a 10 of 10. Because I just believe in living fully, and I want my team to exude that. And when we're hiring, it's something that we think about. And honestly, something that I'm really proud of. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you see the latest job I think we posted was like a coordinator position. And we had almost 2,000 really amazing applicants apply for that position. And the fact that we've created a business that many people want to apply for and work for is something that is so cool to me. Because at the end of the day, you know, the hours that you spend working the job that you're working is really important, because it's a lot of your time. But I want it to enhance people's lives that work for me. And I want them to grow under my roof. I want them to be a part of what we're trying to do here, which is help people to live fully. And so, you know, when I'm hiring, I try and keep that in mind. And yeah, even though I'm always like, I would rather have a small team, I think, than a huge team, because I've just always been a very like close person to my employees too. It's just hard to run now what we're running with a super, super small team. But honestly, we do have a small team for what we're doing. So, okay, social media tips for someone just getting started. Just start. Don't overthink it. Don't consume other people's content and try and copy it. Just start filming yourself doing the things that you love to do. Do you love to cook? Do you love to talk about kids' stuff? Do you love to put an outfit together? There is space for everyone. All you need is a phone that you already have and the camera on that phone. And honestly, I think Instagram is a great place to start. If you want to start on TikTok, I do think that it's easier to grow on TikTok. I don't know as much about the opportunity for affiliate marketing and brand work early on with TikTok, so I can't really speak to that, but that's all you need. So social media tips, I would say engage with your community as much as you can at the beginning. Gosh, I spent so many hours just responding to DMs and comments and like sending people individual links. And always, like, if you hear from me, like, that is time that I'm taking out of the day that could probably be spent somewhere else. But like, fostering community is important. I love my community. We are close. Like, find a love for your community. Find a love for the products that you're promoting and do what you love and just start showing that. And then also, I mean, I was still doing makeup on the side when I started before I was able to kind of like quit this and go full time. I do think that if you already have a family and if you have a job that's bringing in income that you guys need as a family, it's really hard to be like, oh, we'll just go all in. You know, you really have to find time and pockets to bring this new hobby turned hopefully job into your life. And I think that there's time to do that, because honestly, I think that so much of what people are doing on social media now is just showing their real lives. So I just think get out of your own way and get started, because when people overthink things, if they ever do cross the finish line and actually put it out there, sometimes it's so perfected that it doesn't even like stick. And secondly, a lot of times it keeps them from actually getting started. So that would be my advice. Oh my gosh, how do you come up with new ideas all the time? I can still remember in my first year of doing YouTube, I asked Alex, I was like, do you ever feel like you run out of things to say? Or do you ever feel like you like run out of videos to film or ways to do your makeup? And she looked at me like I was crazy and was like, no. And I was like, huh. So that was something that I even thought before I really got started in the space. And now I have yet to be in a day in the last 9 years and be like, I don't know anything to talk about today, because there's so many things that are encompassed in lifestyle content, fashion and food and home and children or family, like if you choose to show that, and motivational stuff, and it's all changing. So it's none of it stagnant. And if you run out of like material things to show, just talk. Like, people love to watch people talk. That's been something that being in this space and getting started, I realized was not going to be a problem. Now, I always say, are we ever going to run out of ideas? Because a lot of these ideas for Living Fully Co. in my Sundays literally come from my brain. I can tell you like where I was when I randomly like thought of these ideas. I was in like a collection that I'm really excited about after holiday. I don't know if you guys will have seen a sneak peek of holiday, but by the time this comes out, there are going to be two or three in my Sunday's launches before this one, but this is one that I just looked at, so I'm thinking of it. The entire winter, like January collection, the Valentine's collection, I designed in the like hot tub at South Hall. Kyle and I were there for like a day trip, and I thought of all the ideas in my head, like in this hot tub, and it's like one of my favorite collections ever. I just thought of them in like 5 minutes, and then I sent a message and I was like, hey, I want this and this and this and this. And then of course I've got a great team that like helps to pull those things together and take my ideas that I like pull out of the sky. But I do wonder, I'm like, how many ways can you do a Santa? How many ways can you do a ghost? Like, how many ways can you do a Valentine's sweatshirt? But it always comes to us. I will say the most challenging collection I think to create is summer, because there is 4th of July, but like patriotic, you know, there's the flag and there's, you know, things around the 4th of July, but there's not as much to pull from. So that one's one that, like, sometimes, you know, we're already done designing summer for next year, but like, that's something that I feel like sometimes it's more challenging to come up with ideas. But honestly, I've never struggled to come up with ideas. But if you're not in this space, I could see how you would think that. But once you get into the space, especially if you are able to offload some of the tasks that like keep your mind bogged down, creativity will continue to flow. Or at least that's been my experience. How did you keep motivated in the early stages when it feels like you're not reaching anyone? So I started with zero followers, just like all of you started with. And we didn't have Instagram when I did. So even though I've done public things like Miss America and reality TV, Instagram wasn't around then. So I was not able to utilize the audience that watched me on those shows and gain a following from that. So when I started Instagram, when everybody else did, I remember like back in college, Facebook, I maxed out of Facebook friends, and I didn't even know you could max out of Facebook friends because you could only have 5,000 friends on Facebook. And a lot of my friends would be like, hey, I tried to add you on Facebook and I couldn't. And I was like, it said I've reached a limit. So I guess back then I should have known that like I could grow a following, but those were just like people I knew for the most part, like back in the day. So I did use Facebook in college, but when Instagram started, I started at zero. And I can still remember, I think it took me like a year or more to grow to 10,000. And I never really thought about no one watching. I don't know. I was lucky enough to grow with Instagram as Instagram was growing. So like back in the day, no one had a million followers. If you had 100,000 followers, that was a huge, huge deal. So I do think a lot of people come in now with comparisons because they see everybody's large numbers. But remember, they started at zero also. They didn't start at 500,000 or 200,000. And I mean, it just grew at the pace that it grew. So I didn't really deal with that as much, I guess, because of the time that I started it. People were kind of all growing slow. But what I would say to you, if you are concerned feeling like no one's watching, like you just have to keep going. There are people that I've watched, like there are people from the Living Fully Co community that I follow that will start like small side hustles, you know, on Instagram, and they'll be like covering Disney content, or they'll be covering like their Etsy store, like crafts and stuff like that, or they'll be covering like all kinds of different things. And I will watch them start really slow, and I'll watch them do it for like 2 years. And they seemingly are putting out content that, you know, 200 people or 300 people are looking at, or 59 people are looking at, and they just keep going. And then one day it just catches on and they have a reel that goes viral. And then I look up and I'm like, oh, they have 40,000 followers. They did it. And so I just think you have to keep going. Oh, favorite and worst part about owning a business. I would say my favorite part is creating a product that I am so obsessed with that I don't want to wear anything else. And then seeing that product on other people in special moments in their lives. I love seeing people wear it in my Sundays in the hospital having babies, or like on their wedding day, or on Christmas Eve. I love watching people wear it like Living Fully Co with their matching with their mom and their grandma on like a beach trip, or making cookies with their kids and the mommy and me. That is my favorite part of owning a business. It is just totally amazing. And also just creating something from nothing. I think that it's so cool to do that in any realm in life, but I always want you to remember that we created what is going on right now from like zero, because I always want anyone that has an idea in the back of their mind to remember that and let that be like a fire under you, because that was a big expander for me. Whenever I saw Alex and Michael and some of my friends and like heard the kind of income that they could make from a YouTube channel, that was like something that, instead of being like, oh, well, must be nice, I thought, oh my gosh, I can do that too. Like, I have to work and put in the hours and grow to that point, but it just made me realize that I could do it. So whenever I tell you guys about these businesses, I want you to realize that you can do this too, if you want to. So the worst part about owning a business, Back to school season can be stressful on families. With all of the changing schedules, with practices and after school activities, it seems like everyone is constantly on the run. Let me tell you about something that will ease your mind with all the craziness of family. Life 360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you track your family members' locations in real time, so you can better coordinate, communicate, and keep track of everyone's comings and goings throughout the day. My kids, of course, are too young to have cell phones, but when they do, one day down the road, we will be using Life 360. But I've gotten familiar with the Life 360 app, and one of my favorite features is the place alert. Life 360 place alert notifications let you know when they arrive and when they leave a location, like school, practice, a friend's house, or the bus stop. You can stay connected without constantly bugging them. Life 360 has your family's back when they're on the road, with all things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, roadside assistance, and driver report cards, which are perfect for those freshly licensed drivers. Coordinate the chaos of the back-to-school season with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code LIVINGFULLY to get 1 month of the gold package free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code LIVINGFULLY. Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality customizable photo goods for your digital photos. Driven by belief that everyone has a story to tell, this company is known for its elevated design and thoughtfully sourced materials. Signature products include the Lay Flat album, touting ultra-thick pages and foil-stamped covers, textured matte everyday prints, and a line of customizable frames. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments. Whether you want to say, I love you, with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, they have a product you can personalize. I don't know about your kids, but Ford and Shep love flipping through photo book memories that we have laying around our house that we've made with Artifact Uprising. We have some from our wedding, vacations through the years, and holidays, and I love having the books around the house for the whole family to enjoy. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Living Fully listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers, or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use the code LIVINGFULLY through December 31st. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's GOBBLE.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
I love having a team of people, because I really love everyone on my team, but I've realized, like, I don't love managing issues. I think that there are always things, like with budgeting or with people or with, you know, things that come up, like there's an issue and like something with shipping and stuff like that. No one likes to do those types of things, but when you have a big businesses, the problems are bigger. And so I wish I could be like my dad and like not bring those things into my home and not like stay up at night thinking about those things and not like feel sick in the pit of my stomach when something goes wrong or there is an issue. But I do. I feel it very deeply and I care way too much. And, you know, there are so many times where people are like, stop apologizing on Instagram, like every time something goes wrong in your business. And I'm like, no, I want them to know how badly I feel. And they're like, it literally affected 200 people out of 30,000. And I'm like, I don't know. There's something in me that can't let that kind of stuff go. So I'd say that's the worst part. Oh, best piece of advice anyone has ever given you, or a business mantra to go by. So there was this one time in my life, in my businesses, where I had an issue with a trademark. And, this was a long time ago. And I got very, very nervous about people that seemingly would have a similar name to mine that were going to be like doing a similar thing to me and it butting up against my trademark. Okay, so this is like long story. And I was like really upset about it. I really spiraled about it and really thought that it was going to be really bad for my business. And I felt like so dumb for like not securing something in time, even though I did have the trademark, it was a challenge to it. And my friend Jamie Kern Lima, she gave me one of the best pieces of advice that anyone's ever given me. And she was like, you know what? Everybody always wants to say, like, I don't remember how she said it, but everybody always says, like, comparison is the thief of joy. And she's like, okay, yeah. But you know why comparison is bad? Is because it distracts you from your own path. Like when you're going down the road and you're looking left and right and left and right, think of it as a distraction. It's distracting you in your path forward and moving forward and like building your brand and your business. And when I started thinking about comparison and like fear over what people were doing on the left and right of me and things that would challenge like something that I was doing, I started thinking it as a distraction and how that was detrimental to my business. And so that was a really good piece of advice. And still to this day, there are people that are doing what I'm doing. I do not stress about people doing what I'm doing. In fact, I promote their businesses because there's space for everyone. And because I'm not going to get distracted by someone that's doing something similar to what I'm doing, because I feel that it distracts me from like my mission of building what I believe are the best brands in the world. To me, like, I'm creating the brands that I feel like I'm creating, the best pajama brand and the best holiday sweatshirt brand. Like I always say, like, in the world, I really mean in the world. Like, I love what I'm creating. And so that was a really good piece of advice. And then another good piece of advice right before my book came out. And I always think that vulnerability and sharing life as life is something that is powerful on social media. It's something that, you know, you fall in love with people who share the hard parts with you because you feel close to them and you feel like they're not just showing me the good stuff. They're showing me the hard stuff. And why do people show the hard stuff? Like, I feel like it is to show people they're not alone or to bring people in to these, you know, hard moments that life is going to serve you up. When I wrote my book, and when you sign a contract with a publisher, especially as big as my publisher was, you can't necessarily like pull out of the contract. Like once you've written the book and the book's coming out and it's been printed and it's like right before it's about to come out, you can't be like, oh, you know what? I changed my mind. Like you can with a lot of other things. You record a podcast and you're like, hey, I changed my mind. Don't release it. Okay. You record a brand deal and you're like, okay, let's get out of this contract. Like I don't, but not really with a book. And so it was the night before and I'd never really told anybody that I'd gone to treatment and my whole story of recovery. And I knew as soon as that book came out on February the, gosh, what was it? 20th, 26th, something in the Februarys. In 2022, I knew that would forever change the way people viewed me and that would change my public story forever, even though that was my story. People didn't know that that was my story. And she said to me, if you want to impress people, show them your successes. And if you want to impact people, share with them your failures or like the things that have happened to you in your life, like me going to treatment. And that was something that I always wanted to do. I always wanted to impact people. I was not there to just be like, look at my life. I got into the space of social media to be a friend to people and to just share my life. And like, it just felt so community driven. And like, it was really something that we were all in it together. And you know, for me to doubt that right before my book came out, that was the exact line that I needed to hear. And so if you're a person that's, you know, I don't think that you need to share something and be over vulnerable if you're not ready to. But if you're a person that's questioning, like just showing up authentically or like sharing something that maybe you feel like someone's going to judge you for, I just love that quote. I think that that's a really powerful quote and mantra. So those are two things. And ironically, the same person said those two things to me. Jamie also, there have been two humongous opportunities that came my way this year for In My Sundays. Huge, 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 huge. Like the very tip top of the opportunity ladder. And I immediately was like, yeah, we're going to do that. And she said to me, you need to realize like what you guys have going on. And that you kind of have a golden egg here. And, you know, everybody kind of wants to run it like you guys are able to run it right now. Like, don't necessarily give that away in any ways just yet. Or don't think that you need all of these different things and these opportunities that were kind of coming our way. And she said something to me. She said, just because you can, should you? Because, like, we got these opportunities and, like, multiple opportunities that were just things that I could not even imagine. And they came to us. Like, we didn't even seek these things out there. And, you know, some are still on the table, but they were huge, huge, huge. Especially for a business in its first year, it was like insane stuff. And like, sometimes we get blinded by just like the way that we feel and the way that things maybe will look on the outside. And we don't really think like, do I actually need this for my business? Just because I can do this, should I do this? And so I think that that's definitely something that would be a business advice that I would give you once you've had some success, just because you can do something, should you? And I think about that a lot with hires too. Like, just because we can hire a person in this role, like, should we yet? Just because we can move into the bigger office space, should we? Like, that is something that we did decide, like, we ended up having to do. But just because you can, should you? That was just really great. These questions we really went through a lot of questions. And I want to end this podcast with a big, giant thank you for putting me in the position that I'm in today. So I'm sure you guys are exhausted of hearing me say this, but I will say it again because I really, really mean this. The reason that I'm sitting in this chair, in this office that we've grown out of with fantastic team members around me and three businesses that are doing well, is not because of anything that I feel I did necessarily different than anyone else. I believe that it's because of this community and because of the way that you guys have loved what we've put out, be it a book or a podcast or a YouTube video on makeup or a pair of pajamas or a sweatshirt. And you've told your friends and you've gotten excited about it and you have made these things into actual rocket ships of brands. And it's not something that is ever lost on me. And when people ask me all the time, like, what's your best piece of business advice? Or how did you do this? Or how did you do that? I can answer those questions, like how we did it. But at the end of the day, I have so much of my business and the success of my business is that it was built on the backs of this community. All of the decisions that I make in this business, I also have this community in mind. Because if this community is not there loving what we're doing, then we aren't a business anymore, or we're not as successful of a business anymore. So gratitude is something that I want you to feel for me every single day, because it's something that I feel every single day. And I also believe that influencers or YouTubers or people on social media, I always want people to remember we are just regular, normal people, just like you guys. We just have more people that are watching us and supporting our businesses. And anytime you see me out anywhere, I'm so happy when people come up and they say, I bought your shirt, or I'm so sorry to bother you, but I bought your pajamas. I love meeting you. I want to talk to you. If you have bought a piece that helps support my family and my team, I want to meet you. I'm grateful to meet you. And newsflash, I'm not Beyonce, so you can come up to me and say hello to me in the Whole Foods. Like, I'm just exactly like you. You're just exactly like me. There are just more people watching my life maybe than watching your life. So I hope to meet more of you guys out and about. And I love it when you guys ask me business questions, like, out and about. I love it when I'm able to talk to you guys about really hard stuff like miscarriages or recovery, different things that like I've been through that you're going through in DMs. I love sharing in your life's moments with you guys wearing the pieces that we work really, really hard to create and hope so much that you guys love. These businesses are truly a joy. And everybody always says, like, do a job that doesn't feel like work. Well, we're doing that. I feel like I'm able to do that every single day. If I could pick any job on the face of the earth, I would pick the job that I have right now because I absolutely love it. I love creating these things. I love doing these podcasts and writing books, showing our life to you like on the day-to-day on Instagram stories. I love creating these pajamas and these sweatshirts. And it is truly a passion that I did not realize was going to be part of my life. And I'm so grateful for it. So thank you guys for asking all these questions about business. I hope that I answered a lot of your questions. If you guys have any other questions that you feel like we didn't get to, maybe we'll do like an Instagram Q&A on Living Fully Co, where you guys can ask additional questions on business, and I'll answer those over on Instagram later this week. So if you guys like this podcast, be sure that you're subscribed to the Living Fully Co podcast. That really helps me, and then you'll get alerted when we have new episodes that come out. Give this episode a review if you liked it. That always helps us as well. And share it if there was something that you liked, and maybe share the part that you learned something from or that you liked from the podcast. And thank you guys so much for listening to the Living Fully podcast and for supporting all my businesses. A new episode coming soon. Hey friend, if you're loving the show, I'd love to hear from you. Head to your podcast app, scroll down to where it says ratings and reviews, and share your thoughts well with a rating and review. Your words might be just what the next person needs to tune in and start living fully today. Thank you to Pampers Cruisers 360 for supporting this episode. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.